from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wrapping up the week on a Friday, week 1, college football. Excited to take it all in. Congrats, we made it to Friday, and congrats, we made it to football season.
What a great 10 days we have ahead of us.
It's a beautiful thing. Next week, the NFL comes into the fold, but enjoy as much college football as you can possibly handle. The cookie jar this week features football and more. Football and more. We start with the football. John, yeah. Many are going to partake in a tailgate this weekend. Spartan Stadium tonight, Ann Arbor tomorrow. What's the best tailgate food?
It'll vary from person to person. For me, especially since I get there so early in the morning, I love to have a bagel sandwich, breakfast sandwich. Get yourself a fresh bagel, cream cheese, hot jalapenos, cheddar cheese, and then you top it off. That's how you have to put it on there, because the jalapenos you kind of shove into the cream cheese so they stick.
Mm-hmm.
Put the cheddar cheese slice on top, and then some hot off-the-grill sausage patties go on top of that just to melt the cheese a little bit. Finish it off with the bagel, and I cannot wait. We won't have any this week because we have to have a 7:30 kick. We'll probably have the walking taco, something like that. But what bagel sandwich next week against Texas, noon kick.
So it sounds incredible. I'm just a little confused. There's no bacon on this sandwich.
No bacon on this one.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. Heather, tailgate food, best one.
Well, I'm not much of a foodie, and most of my tailgates don't surround food. So I would say the pickle and a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not eating a lot. I'm drinking most of my calories.
Sure, there you go.
Like respectable.
Pickle. How about a like sausage and peppers? That is outstanding at a tailgate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're going to, you know, saute up a little sausage and peppers, you could even grill the sausage.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, it's a bratwurst. You're at the tailgate on a cold, chilly October day. You got the bratwurst. You got the caramelized onions you put on top of it.
So you want the sausage and Heather wants the pickle.
Yes, John. Greg, do you have a preference, the go-to?
Gosh, those all sound so good. You know, a good breakfast burrito is solid.
It's okay.
A good breakfast burrito?
Yeah.
I'm
also means
it.
That the game's at noon, by the way, John.
Yes.
What is in this breakfast burrito?
You know, your standard breakfast eggs burrito food, your eggs,
sausage, bacon.
Maybe a little bacon bits in there. Some
potatoes.
Peas. Oh, yeah. Potatoes, yeah.
No. No, I'm going to get the potatoes.
I learned this about you coming back from Vegas. You don't like potatoes in a breakfast burrito.
No, don't want any part of it. No.
What if they're like crispy hash browns? Can we work with that? That's a no. All right.
I don't like potatoes in them either, and I'll go that way with an omelet, too. No, thank you.
Okay.
I'll eat the hash browns all day long on the side. If I don't want the potatoes in my omelet.
If it's a country omelet that's smothered in gravy, it now becomes more of a skillet than it is a burrito an omelet.
I think the food choices may have tipped the hand of this next one. When your team's playing a big game on a Saturday, what's the best kickoff time?
100% flat out, no debate. Noon. Noon. I will fight anyone that says otherwise.
Well, put them up. I'm going primetime night game all day to look forward to it under the lights. Nothing beats the atmosphere of a night game.
I'm going noon, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why?
2-1.
Because if it was a 7 o'clock game, I'd probably be drinking all day and I wouldn't make it to the game. Hence why I never made it to a game while I went to Michigan State. Never in my life.
Never?
No. Also why I don't eat the food at tailgates because I'm always drinking too much.
So I said earlier the people party at East Lansing, and you gave me a look like, yep, we do.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Now I know why.
I want Heather to come to one of the tailgates in Ann Arbor. I just want to see tailgate Heather.
Sloshed on her way to the game?
Uh-huh.
She's not making it. Well, no,
I don't have to get her a ticket. She's not going to the game. I'll buy her a couple of drinks. There you go.
Noon. When you're driving to the game, you're not missing other college football games that are being played because you're playing in the first window. You watch the game, your team wins, you go home, you watch the tail end of the 3:30 game.
Second half, probably.
Yeah. Then you watch the night game.
Yeah.
You watch Upon a Grateful Universe.
Yep.
Tom?
All I have to add to this conversation is there's actually two people on the show that never went to their alma mater's football games. Heather and me. I was the only one. I never knew you didn't go to a Michigan State game.
I never made it to a game.
You haven't been to the factory, Ryan-Earson Stadium?
That's what they call it.
With the gray turf?
I went to a commuter school, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And the football team was atrocious. Actually, Charlie Batch played the first year I was there. I didn't go see him.
Well, they renamed the field.
After Max Crosby, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And TJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Notable Eastern Michigan alumni.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Franchise owner. Professional franchise owner.
John, besides your team, what's the best college football tradition out there?
I would love to go to Virginia Tech, and when they play Enter Sandman at the beginning of the game, to me, when you see it on TV, it just fires you up. I can only imagine when they play that and the team runs out, the stadium, it's got to be unbelievable to me. That is one of the best you're going to find in college football.
Heather, I'd ask, but I don't think you've made it into the games.
Let's pass.
All right. Greg?
I feel like Dabo Swinney has kind of ruined this a little bit because he always makes sure that he's the first guy
Howard's
out there
Rock.
And doing that. Howard's Rock is awesome. And 100 guys running down a hill to enter a football stadium is an insane idea.
It takes
so
practice.
Much can go wrong.
It takes practice. I bet you they practice that because if you've ever run down a hill, especially when you're jacked up before a game, I can only imagine the disaster that could ensue.
I'm going to go jump around. Camp Randall. That place is rocking. Yeah. It's an old war stadium. It's classic college football with the new vibe around it. Jump around. Next question. Should school start before or after Labor Day?
Before.
I'm going to say before, too. Now, I don't have kids in school yet. That might change, but I think before.
Yep. Get them in. Get them going.
Uh-huh.
Football for that age, it's usually a nighttime practice anyway, so they're not going to miss anything. Get them going. Get back into the rhythm, routine. And I would rather have them out earlier in the summer than have them later at home because, I can't have as much fun with them now as I can then.
They've had enough time home during the summer. Get them back in school.
Yeah.
See, growing up, it was post-Labor Day for me, so that's just normal to me. So.
And that's how it was for me, too. And I agree, actually, it should be post-Labor Day because you're just less susceptible to canceling class like we did this week with heat. The farther you get into fall, the less likely it is.
Ties up with football season, back to school season.
John likes that idea. That reason, I can tell you like that reason.
No, it's not the reason. Did we have any heat days back in the day when we were in school?
See, I fed the beast.
Uh-huh.
What's on your phone home screen? You learn a lot about a person. What is it?
I've got the kids, and it was the kids when they were all, we got a big rock in our front yard. They were all, had the glasses on looking up at the solar eclipse. That's my
cute.
Home screen.
Now I have on the lock screen or the home screen?
Is it different for you?
Yes. I've got one kid on the lock screen and the other kid on the home screen.
What does it say about you if you're the lock screen and what does it say about you if you're the home screen? Which one's better?
They're both the same.
Of course you'd answer
I see both. I guess I see the lock screen the most.
Yeah,
so that's the favorite. So Brooks is the winner.
Yeah, I have a different one on my iPad than I do on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that matters. The one on my iPad, because it's bigger, it's up me up in Northwest Ontario fishing. Oh. Yeah.
Greg?
Dreaming.
Just John.
Yeah.
Kind of narcissistic.
And a big old walleye.
Says a lot about him, yeah.
It says a lot about him.
Mm-hmm. I love you, walleye.
Me and my walleye. Yes.
Have my son on my home screen, have my wife and my son on my lock screen.
Mine is my wife from when we were on our most recent trip. I like to cycle through with different things, just us out to dinner. A picture of her.
Yeah. What about Roomba? Didn't make it?
He occasionally will make his way onto the home screen. He's not currently there.
He doesn't have kids, so.
Yeah.
Pets.
Got a cat.
Yeah.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, last one. What's the proper way to stand in the shower? Facing the water or facing away?
It's all depending on the timing of the process of the shower, because you got to wash off both sides.
When you get into the shower, what way do you face the majority of the time? Are you typically facing the water for most of the shower or facing away?
At the beginning of the shower, I'm facing the water. At the end of the shower, because I like to have the hot water. I have some neck issues, so I like to have it on my neck, so I'm facing away. So I guess I would be 50-50.
Heather?
I face the shower. Obviously, yes, you need to turn around in the shower. You're always like turning around, but for the majority, I am like facing the water. I feel like I'm just like warmer that way.
Yeah. When I wash my feet.
Oh, yeah.
This is something that maybe you take a note to from experience.
Yes.
You have to face the shower, or if you're facing away, it can be uncomfortable.
Oh, I see. Yes.
I had never put much thought into this. Yeah, no, thanks. I had never put a lot of thought into this until someone put this in the cookie jar, and I realized I face away. I like the warm water hitting my back. I don't want water getting in my face.
Well, you don't have to have it on your face. You could have it on your chest.
I
guess you are smaller. Maybe you can't adjust it that far low.
The water comes from above. For most people who aren't giants.
No, it doesn't. It actually comes out at about head level, yeah.
If your shower should be above your head.
It should be, yeah.
Yes.
Not every house you can do that in. I mean, it's, yeah. I live in an older home.
I get it. You're an ogre, and there's no shower that could possibly...
No. I had one up when I lived in northern Michigan that would come out of the ceiling. So, yeah it was.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Greg, did you answer this?
No, but pretty much what Heather said. But John, to answer your question about washing my feet, I actually turn away from the shower and I'm washing my feet and get the scrubber.
Oh, you get the
my feet that way.
You get the bidet feel.
It doesn't quite get up in there like that.
Well, it's going in a different direction of
Again,
water.
It all depends on how tall you are.
Well. I mean, is the shower head down on the ground? Like, that's a little different situation.
No, the shower is literally, as I look at the shower head coming out of the wall, it's at chin level.
Yeah, but if you turn around to wash your feet, the water is still going, it's not like shooting up.
No, it's not shooting up. No, but if you're bending over and you point the camera the shower head.
Okay, but
wait,
why
is there a camera in there?
Oh, it's not a camera. It's the...
Because when I shave my legs, I turn around. I don't face the shower when I'm doing that.
You turn around?
Well, yeah, we have like a little bench, so I put my feet up there.
Okay.
A foot.
Yeah, so you're raising your feet up.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're bending over to wash your feet, your butt's in the air.
Illuminating stuff. We've learned so much. It's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.